Well, Bill, it has been a little bit of a point of contention. There's been a roadshow going through the regions over the last couple of days by Main Roads and the WA Road Transport Association. And basically it means using things that are going to be appropriate for to restrain the actual load that's on board. So appropriate equipment, and it will depend on the type of load that you're using. So predominantly using the webbing straps. So they're those thin, flat straps. I think the most common size nationally is about 50 millimetres in size, and you use tensioners or ratchet straps or hitches to tie them down, and they've got a capacity of about 2,000 kilograms, those 50 millimetre size ones. But the big thing is that they must comply to Australian standards, so just making sure that what you are actually using to tie down those things on vehicles is actually going to hold the load there.
So why are these new rules being introduced?
Yeah, so they were due to come into effect about a year ago, actually in March last year, as you mentioned, and there were some information sessions about 18 months ago. So they shouldn't really come as any surprise. They've been touted for quite some time, but they will bring, in many ways, WA into line with parts of the eastern states. It also may make insurance cheaper for truckies, given that we are in line with the eastern states. But the number of changes that might take a little to get used to have basically been set out to identify and monitor that chain of responsibility of loading vehicles. So monitoring the load restraint, the mass and dimensions and of the loads. And it's there to basically improve road safety and reduce infrastructure damage.
And who do they apply to?
Well, they basically apply to everyone. So it encompasses all vehicles, including those under 4.5 tonne. So obviously your truck, your trailer, your ute, even your horse float, in both country and metro areas.
And one of the biggest points of contention seems to be the use of rope to tie down loads. Basically, it won't be allowed anymore, is that right? Mm,
that's right. So that webbing contention now. But I'll let Ian King from the WA Road Transport Association explain a bit more.
It's gone now, as having the old piece of rope that you go and buy at the local hardware store. Those days have gone. It's proper securing webbing, and it just makes it so easy. You put it, you tighten it, and you know it's there. Gone are the days where you can tie up a piece of rope and then you're 100 metres down the road and it's a loose load. So therefore, it improves the safety aspect of it.
That's Ian King from the WA Road Transport Association there, Bill.
So what do they hope these new laws will do?
Well, Bill, as Ian just mentioned, and I'm sure you've possibly witnessed yourself, if you're driving, doesn't matter, on a country road or even the freeway in Perth, there seems to be a number of items on the sides of roads that have come off roofs, off the backs of trailers, that kind of thing. And these new rules are basically there to minimise those sorts of incidents, but they're also to establish a chain of responsibility. So basically, if a truck driver gets pulled over for having an overweight load, it means that the owner of that trucking company may also be responsible, may be charged, but also the possibility of people who have loaded the truck, so possibly farmers if it was stock, a garden centre if it was trees, a distributor if it was pallets, that kind of thing. So it's really establishing that chain of responsibility and making everybody aware of what's on our roads.
And it seems to be really broad brush as well. Is this going to apply all the way down the line from, say, livestock transporters to truckies to farmers?
Yeah, and it's a real reminder for those who are in the transport industry to get their processes and audits in place. So when the new laws do come into effect, if someone's found to be doing the wrong thing, the responsibility can be traced. So that chain includes the consigning of loads, the packing, the loading, the driving, the operating, the management, receiving, and even company directors. So let's hear from Ian King again.
The key message is safety, the road safety, and they're trying to improve that, and that's what the hidden agenda is. But as far as we're concerned, the message we're getting out of it, make sure you get your policies in place to protect your business, and most importantly, educate your staff. Classic example is that if, for example, a driver gets pulled over and charged, ultimately the owner of that business can also get charged under the chain of responsibility. So therefore, it goes back to what we originally said. If you've got your training in place and they do it, well, you've got your protections in place as well. So it is a chain of responsibility. It is not just driver gets pinged, because that is not the whole idea. Once they start looking at it, where is the breakdown in the chain? They're trying to find that weak link and then do something about it.
So that's Ian King there again, Belle.
And the new laws were due to come in over a year ago, Tara. What's to stop them from having another false start?
Yeah, well, look, they will be introduced into WA law in April, but the Road Traffic Act has now been rewritten. So it's been about 20 years since that was done last. So the changes, they've been written in, they're ready to go. I've been told that it was a very long bureaucratic process that everybody's happy is now over and done with. And the main roads enforcement officers are at the ready to make sure we're all abiding by these new rules as of Anzac Day, basically the long weekend. But enforcement manager Larry Taylor says that doesn't necessarily mean they'll be out there ready to ping everyone as of the 27th of April.
Not really. That's not going to be our approach. I mean, as both Paul and Ian mentioned, education's the main priority. We will conduct our business as usual, but we will make sure that people or industry are more aware what this whole legislation's all about. And as Ian mentioned, it's mass and dimension as well. It's not just load restraint. So at the end of the day, these guys out there just need to be more careful. And even the people that have their own businesses, when you have the transporters coming to their yards, they need to be more proactive. Make these guys aware that you've got to be careful before you leave our yards and make sure that everything's secured properly.
So that's Main Roads Enforcement Manager Larry Taylor there, Belinda.
And Tara, there's been heaps of comments on our WA Country Hour Facebook page on this subject, and I'll read through a couple of those in just a moment. There's certainly lots of questions left to be answered. You mentioned that Main Roads and the WA Road Transport Association has been travelling around the region trying to explain these changes in the lead up to April 27. But if people can't get to one of those sessions, what do they do?
Well, look, they can certainly head to the Main Roads website and click on the Heavy Vehicle tab. There is an absolute plethora of information. We've put the link up on our WA Country, our Facebook page. But there's also a number that you can call. I must admit, I've called it myself today. It is 13 84 86, and they're open 5 days a week from 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. And look, it will take a little bit of time to get used to, but these changes have been touted for some while, so there are some resources there if people need them.